It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to wake up fresh with no cigarette hangover. Yes, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today. We live in an age of miracles, the age of communication. And in the neighborhood in Manhattan where the Hogans live, news travels fast.
Tom. Tommy, in there?
What do you want?
Guess what I just heard down the dumbwaiter. The Carlton Myers are getting a television.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Nothing. I just thought you'd want to know, that's all. Marvin's over there installing it right now. Oh, Phyllis, darling.
Hello, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you're home. Guess what?
Carlton Myers are getting a television.
Oh, you heard.
9 people told me on the way upstairs. Ain't Marvin here? I saw his truck downstairs. I thought he must have dropped in for supper or something.
He's installing the television. He's right across the hall there.
And that Marie Carlton Myers probably giving him plenty of help.
Imagine having a television. It's like knowing somebody that owns a yacht.
Well, all I can say is them that has gets. Marvin just better remember we got a date for the movies, that's all. Not let himself get carried away by science.
How did you make out today, dear? What kind of luck did you have?
The usual.
Oh, that's too bad. What about the one in the news, the one that said receptionist wanted?
Oh, they ain't looking for receptionists.
No.
You go all the way over there and they try to sell you a course on how to be a receptionist.
Oh.
Maybe I should have took it. Only who's got that kind of money? Anybody that's got that kind of money, why should they want to be a receptionist? $75. Gee, for $75, you could go to the Catskills.
Television, is it?
Oh, Pop.
Why, that's an outrage. That fella Kaltenmeyer, he can no more afford a television than I can.
Keep your voice down, Tom. I'll hear you.
Let him hear me. Let the whole world hear me. I want to go on record here and now. The man's a four-flusher. I can't stand the fella. Hello, Phyllis. The way he swells around putting on airs when honest folks have to earn their living.
Oh, he works for it, I guess, like anybody else.
You call that work? Standing behind the counter selling meat all day and robbing people blind?
Oh, I wouldn't say he robs you. He adds on a little, maybe.
Then where does he get it? Tell me that. Buying televisions right and left.
Well, you better run and wash, Phyllis, if you're gone. Dinner will be ready.
Okay.
I noticed they eat pretty good over there, too, judging by the smell in the hall. I bet they have meat every night in the week.
Well, why not? It don't cost them nothing.
And you know why? Because we're paying for it, that's why.
Oh.
And we'll be paying for his television, too. From now on, you stay away from his shop.
But
I don't want you dealing with him, you understand?
Well, now you're just being foolish. Carlton Myers has the best meat. I tried them all.
I don't care. I will not deal with any butcher that owns a television, and that's final.
All right, forget it.
Do I own a television?
Sit down to the table. I'll dish up dinner. Hurry, Phyllis.
Yeah. How about some water here?
In a minute, I can't do everything at once.
Can I help, Mom?
No, dear. Everything's ready. Just sit down. Here, you can hand that to your father, but be careful.
Yes. Here, Pop. It's hot.
Fish. What kind of food is that for a man? What is it, Friday or something?
It's perfectly all right, and it was cheap today.
I bet they ain't eating fish across the hall. Did you get this from Carlton Myers?
Never mind. Here, Phyllis, don't touch the plate, it's hot.
Sells us fish while he eats lamb chops.
Now, it's all right. It's nice, fresh halibut.
Fresh. He probably fished it out of the Gowanus Canal.
Oh, Pop, honest, how can anybody eat?
Yeah, Tom, behave now, or we'll make you go eat by yourself.
Television. You must come right over and see my television.
He ain't even asked you yet, Pop.
Well, he better not, because I won't go. I'm opposed to the stuff. I'm opposed to the whole idea. It ruins your eyesight. It takes up room. It takes up your time. It destroys conversation. I wouldn't have one of them things if you give it to me.
Now, look here. Before you start thinking about buying a television...
Who's thinking about buying...
I'm getting my kitchen linoleum first, do you understand?
Who is thinking about...
I just want to make things clear. The kitchen linoleum comes first.
I don't know what you're talking about, woman. We can't afford a television. You know that.
I know it, but do you?
Well, I wouldn't have one of them things in the house.
Well, I just want to be sure. I notice you always manage to drop down to Amira's bar whenever they're showing the fight.
That's because I like fights, woman. Not because I like television.
Phyllis, darling, it's such a hot night. Your father and I was thinking that maybe we'd go down the street for some ice cream. Why don't you come?
Yeah, why don't you come along?
I'm waiting for Marvin.
Oh, but it's getting too late for the movies, and Marvin's evidently tied up over there.
Sure, a little air'll do you good. Why don't you come?
I told you, Pop, I'm waiting for Marvin. Well, you're just about all I'm gonna, too. Pretty soon I'm going to stop waiting and start getting mad.
Oh, Phyllis, you're being so silly. You know right where he is. Why don't you go fetch him or find out what's keeping him?
I know what's keeping him. It's that Marie Cottonmeyer.
Then go after him.
I'd rather die rather than step one foot into her apartment.
All right, then throw a rock in with a note tied to it. Marvin, come out of there.
Oh, very funny.
Yeah, it seems our jokes are not appreciated.
Well, come on, Kate. We'll bring you back some cream, Phyllis. Maybe it'll cool you down.
Oh, you needn't bother. I couldn't eat any anyway. It was choking my mouth.
All right, all right. What flavor would you like?
Chocolate.
He's got it going. That must be their television.
Sounds just like a radio to me. A bum radio.
How would you know? They tell me you got to see television to appreciate it.
Oh, indeed. Well, I've seen it. And if you want to know what I think of it... Oh, here's Marvin.
Hello, Mr. Hogan. Is it all right if I come in?
Well, maybe you better throw your hat in first. I hope you've thought up a good excuse, that's all.
Hello, Marvin. Phyllis is waiting. Tom, come along.
I think I'll just stick around for this.
Hello, Phil. Gee, I'm sorry about the movies, Phil. Matter of fact, I clean forgot about it. But I wouldn't have been able to go anyway on account of business.
Oh, that's quite all right, Marvin. I wouldn't have been able to go either. Owing to a headache.
Oh, well, that's good. Hey, you hear about me selling the television to old man Kaltenmeyer? How about that, Mrs. Hogan?
Oh, I think that's wonderful, Marvin.
Yeah, the first one I ever sold. Up to now, I've been strictly installation. But I walk into his shop yesterday to get a half a pound of hamburger for Mom, and I say to him, give me a half a pound of hamburger. That's all I said to him, is give me a half a pound of hamburger. And right out of a clear sky, he says to me, do me a favor. Ask your boss what kind of a deal will he make me on a television. Boy, I was so excited, I forgot the hamburger.
In case you're interested, the last complete showing begins at 9:05, Marvin.
Yeah, so right away I seen the opportunity. I told the boss I got this customer lined up, only I wouldn't tell him who, so he's got to give me credit for the sale. Smart? I'm getting out of installation right away, Phil. I'm getting into sales. That's where the dough is. Boy, those commissions. Besides, I think I got a knack for it. After all, I walk into a guy and say, give me a half a pound of hamburger, and right away he signs on the dotted line. I guess they can't resist me, huh?
The movie started already, Marvin.
Yeah, we never would have made it. Hey, how about it, Mr. Hogan? You wouldn't want to buy a television. I can make you a real good deal. Marvin Gaffney, the demon salesman.
The linoleum comes first.
Young man, if I ever had any intention of buying one of them things...
Oh, no kidding. They ain't so expensive now. $250 a week is all, including the financing. That's for the giant 8-inch screen. And just think, you get 118 weeks to pay.
As I said before, Tom, I think we better be going.
No kidding. How about it?
Now, listen. Do you see that piano there?
Yeah.
We were 11 years paying for that. It's one of the finest instruments made. All complete with player attachment and everything. It's not one of these so-called grands, either. That's an upright. Why, you can't buy a piano like that today. And now that we own it, does anybody play it? They do not.
I've told you, Tom, it's out of tune.
How can it get out of tune when nobody plays on it? It just sits there. No, sir, before I go signing up for another darn fool thing like that, I'm good to... Come on, Kate. Come on.
Goodbye, Marvin. See you later, Phyllis.
Yeah, goodbye. Jeep. Gee, I'm sorry if you had to get sore, Phil, but could I help it? Hey, why don't you come on over to the Carlton Myers and watch their television? I got it coming in great. They're getting a nice image. No kidding. Marie's got a whole gang coming up to look at it. We'll have a lot of fun. How about it?
Marie and me don't happen to be speaking, if you remember.
Oh, why do you want to be like that? Marie is willing to forgive and forget if you are.
It ain't up to Marie to forgive and forget. It's up to me. And I ain't gonna.
Oh, why do you have
to... And furthermore, Mr. Marvin Gaffney, I'd like to ask you one question. And that is, how long does it take to hitch up a television anyway? How long have you got the nerve to tell me it takes?
Well, it takes all kinds of times, depending.
Because I happen to know, to my certain knowledge, that you've been over there since 5:15.
Listen, television ain't so simple if you want to know.
I know.
To begin with, there's the antenna. That's a headache. I'm up on the roof wrestling with the darn thing, and the dame is up there hanging out her laundry, and the wind is blowing, and I'm getting slapped in the face with a wet sheet every 2 seconds, and she's standing there watching me and telling me if I get her laundry dirty, I'm going crazy. Then I have to run the cable down the side of the building.
I ain't particularly interested in you running down the side of the building, Marvin. What I would like a straight answer to is my question. Are you going to choose between Marie or me? Because the time has just about come.
Oh, I ain't even looked at Marie. All evening I'm crawling behind furniture. I got my head in a cabinet. How could I? Well, okay, if that's the way you're going to be, okay. Gosh, I give you a nice, polite invitation to come over and look at somebody's television. If you don't want to, don't.
Marvin! Oh, you don't have to be a sorehead. Listen to him over there. Come on, enjoy yourself. Don't mind me.
Phyllis, all up on here?
Where'd Marvin go?
Back where he come from.
Good. That means more ice cream left for the rest of us, eh, Phyllis?
Yeah, just listen to that racket.
Yeah, must have quite a crowd.
The whole gang's there. Marvin, Dot Mahaffey, our boyfriend, and Walter Bean, and Russ Folger, and Danny McLennan. And the Cooley sisters, I saw them all come in.
Well, because they got a television.
Well, you could be over there, too, you know, darling, if you wouldn't be so stubborn.
All right, let her alone. I don't blame her. I wouldn't go over there myself. You're right, Phyllis. Keep away from them.
Pop, what's wrong with us?
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, other people get televisions, and they have fellas and jobs. Why don't anything nice ever happen to us?
Why, lots of nice things happen to us. There's your mother there. She's pretty nice. Oh. And we've got this ice cream here and lots of other things that I don't recall at the moment.
Phyllis, if it's Marvin you're worrying about, I wouldn't give it another thought.
Oh, Mom, she's got him in her clutches. I just can't do a thing. She's just destroying him. He ain't even like Marvin anymore, or else he wouldn't be doing this to me. I don't know what it is about me and Marvin, Mom. When he's around, I don't seem to care, but when he ain't, it's just, I don't know.
Oh, why don't they shut up?
By golly, we don't have to sit here and listen to that. We'll show them we can have a party, too, right here. We'll give them some real music. Come on, Phyllis. Kate, gather around the piano here.
Yeah.
Hand me one of them player rolls, Kate.
All right.
Now wait. There's one on it. Well, pump her up, and away we go. We'll show them who can have fun. We'll make Marvin wish he was here with us. I wouldn't be surprised if he had the whole gang over here. Sing, Phyllis. Sing, Kate.
I know when the red robin comes bop-bop-bopping along, along. There we go, more sobbing when he starts robbing his own.
Back to Hogan's Daughter in a moment. In the meantime, remember this. When your cigarette leaves a stale, musty, smoked-out taste in your mouth, that's cigarette hangover. When your cigarette leaves your throat tight, dry, uncomfortable, that's cigarette hangover. Yes, that's what takes the joy out of smoking. And when that happens to you, it's time to change to Philip Morris. Remember, Philip Morris is the one, the only cigarette proved definitely less irritating, definitely milder than any other leading brand. That fact is recognized by eminent medical authorities. No other cigarette can make that statement. Remember, top-ranking doctors, eminent nose and throat specialists actually suggest Philip Morris in cases of irritation due to smoking. That's why we say, if you're tired of cigarette hangover, join the millions and change to Philip Morris. You, too, will discover in Philip Morris a milder smoke, a fresher, cleaner smoke than you've ever known before. Yes, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today. Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. We return now to Hogan's daughter and her problems. Her chief problem right now seems to be the young lady across the hall. But Hogan's daughter is not one to take this sort of thing lying down. That perhaps is why we find her now lunching with her friend and confidant, Laverne, at the Gypsy Tea Shop.
Gee, I'm sure glad you thought of coming to this place, Laverne. Because if any girl ever needed to get that tea leaves read, it's me.
Well, you just got to get a hold of yourself, Phyllis. Believe me, no fella is worth at least of all Marvin.
Well, it ain't just Marvin. I mean, a girl can lose her confidence, you know. I was thinking maybe I'd go away someplace and start a whole new life.
Well, how could you do that, for heaven's sake?
I don't know. I read in a magazine someplace about some woman. She was having a tough time with various husbands, so she just chucked the whole thing and went out west and took up horseback riding. It seemed to solve her problem.
Well, honest, Phyllis, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't understand, Laverne. I guess it's kind of hard to explain. I just cut my hair off. You know, just cut it all off. Maybe I'd look different or something.
You'd be different, all right, but would it be good?
Yeah, I don't know. Then I was thinking maybe I'd get some of them Harlequin glasses. You know, real wild. Well, you know, with gold or with diamonds all around. Only not real, of course. Mm-hmm. And then they got some that's made out of neon lights. Maybe they'd look good on me. You think so? It ain't too expensive.
You know what I think? I think you're getting stir-crazy eating your heart out over this fella. What is this? I met the guy.
Oh, you don't know him, Laverne. He's got a whole other side to him.
He must have.
He's got a couple of sides I never even saw before. I wish I hadn't.
Well, all I know is it wasn't like this when you were working at Costa.
Yeah, but I was working then. Now all I do is I think about Marie Kottenmeier over there entertaining them with her television all the time.
Yeah, with the lights down, probably.
Well, you have to with television.
Oh, well, forget him. Forget the both of them. You know, I tell you something. I ain't said anything about this to anybody because I wouldn't want it to leak out and maybe get me fired before I'm ready to quit.
Oh, I wouldn't tell.
Yeah, but I've been getting fed up with Costas. I think I've got a line on a new job.
Yeah?
This is very confidential. Now, but I know this fella that's very close to a fella that's with the phone company. Now, this ain't with the phone company, this job, but it's going to be available. Doing secretarial work. And if it works out and I get it, right, maybe when I've been there a couple of weeks and something else opens up, I can...
What slide you in?
Oh, Laverne.
Now, don't say anything. Oh, gosh, I always wanted to be a secretary to somebody. Oh, if you can do that.
Yeah, I'll try, but in the meantime, now you keep your mouth shut.
Oh, gee, Laverne, I'd be so grateful.
Oh, forget it. Hey, when do we get our fortunes told here?
Oh, let's not bother with our tea leaves, Laverne. Let's just pay the check and get out.
Yeah, I better. Old Snoopy will dock me.
Now, this time, I'm absolutely going to pay for the lunch,
Oh, no,
Laverne.
You're not.
I am, too. I can't have lunch with you anymore.
So Phyllis, you want to tell?
Oh, now, Laverne, honestly, me asking you, and then you're paying all the time.
Say, Kate.
Yes, Tom.
If I should go out later...
Where are you going?
Nowhere. But if I should...
Yeah.
And if Marvin should come around...
Why would Marvin be coming around?
No reason. That is no reason that I know of, but if he should...
Yeah.
It's all right. Let him in.
Why would he want to come in? What are you and Marvin up to?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. I just happened to see him this morning and...
Tom...
Well, I can't see any sense in spending a whole lot of money on linoleum when we may be moving out of here someday.
Oh.
Now, a television, you can take that with you.
Mm.
You can enjoy it anywhere. And besides, I think Phyllis should have one.
Oh, it's for Phyllis, huh?
Certainly. I felt sorry for her. Besides, if we want to marry her off, we've got to give her some of the social advantages. We've got to keep up with the Joneses a little.
You mean the Kottenmeier?
All right, all right. You see how the boys are flocking over there like bees to a honeypot. I think we should do the same for Phyllis. So I did it.
And what did you use for money, may I ask?
Well, what does anybody use? Me own good name.
Oh, that.
Oh, I paid $7 down or something like that and signed a paper.
For how long?
Oh, for a certain time. It says on the paper.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, and this is very interesting, I didn't get a bad deal. Not a bad deal at all. Marvin's boss was able to make me a special proposition on a set that had just been repossessed. I guess that means they came for it.
Mm. How big is it? Where in the world are we going to put it?
Well, I didn't actually see it. It hadn't come into the shop yet. But they tell me it's a very good one.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, now don't be feeling that way, Kate.
Well...
I've been thinking it over, and there's a lot of advantages to television. Why, think of the money you save just on the ball games and fights you don't go to. It'll pay for itself in no time. And then it's educational, besides... It brings the whole world into your living room.
Do we want it there? I'm cleaning up all day as it is.
Well, think of Phyllis, then. Think of her.
Oh, well, I knew I was never going to get that linoleum anyways. When's Marvin bringing it?
Any minute now. That's why I thought maybe I'd better mention it to you.
Oh, thanks, yes.
Mom!
Oh, Phyllis!
Dad.
Phyllis, you'll never get
it. Guess what happened?
Hold on! Let me tell her.
My goodness, everybody's trying to talk at once.
Well, let me first.
All right, go ahead.
Well, Phyllis,
We got a little surprise for you.
Yes?
We're getting a television.
Oh, that's wonderful, Pop. Mom, I had lunch with Laverne, and guess what?
Well, Fred, now that's a fine way to... I said we got a television.
Yeah, Pop. Well, Mom, Laverne knows a fella that knows a fella... Well, it's all very complicated.
Yeah.
He ain't with a phone company, exactly, but this friend of his is, so it must be important, and I got a good chance to be his secretary.
Secretary?
Yeah, yeah, it's a secretarial position. It ain't subtle or anything, but I understand those things pay pretty good.
That's wonderful. Phyllis, I'm proud of you.
Well, of course, it's just a chance, you know, but who's had a chance lately?
Oh, what did I tell you? I knew this was going to happen. We've not only got a television, but now we can even afford it. No other Hogan can make that claim.
Oh,
wait till Cottonmeyer hears about this. I bet I got a bigger screen than he has, too.
You're smart, Marvin, knowing where all them wires go and everything.
Oh, it's easy once you know how. No, it ain't. It's darn complicated.
Out of the way there, Phyllis. What are you trying to do? Crawl into the box with him?
No, I'm just trying to see what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing, I hope.
That's okay. She's helping me, Mr. Hogan.
Am I really, Marvin?
Sure you are.
Oh, you're probably just saying that.
No, I mean it. No. I can just get this.
I held the thing before, you know, when you told me?
Yeah, that's right, you did.
I guess girls are usually probably more trouble than they are help, huh?
You said it.
Am I being a trouble to you?
No, you're a big help.
Oh, that's good. Well, how are we doing, Marvin?
Getting it.
That's good.
Boy, that last job, though. I thought I'd go crazy before I was done.
What do you mean?
That Marie...
What about Marie?
Won't let you alone for 5 minutes. Don't you want to take your tie off? Wouldn't you like a glass of water? Don't you want to do this? Don't you want to do that? Gee, if that only lets you do your work.
Oh, well, some girls probably just don't understand about men, Marvin. I guess they don't understand men like to be let alone sometimes.
What are you two gabbing about there? How long is it going to take?
There. I think I got it, Mr. Hogan.
We'll turn her on.
Okay. Now, you just let her warm up first.
Come in here, Kate. Come here and look at this. She's turning it on.
I don't see nothing.
Well, let's get to warm up first, woman.
Yeah, you have to tune it, too.
You have to tune it, too.
For both audio and video.
Yeah, you have to tune it. Look at that woman. Look there. Television.
What did you say?
There you are, Phyllis. It's all yours. Call up your friends. Invite them over. Tell them it's open house.
But not tonight, Pop.
What's that? I can't hear you.
I said not tonight.
I can't hear what you're saying. Is there a way to turn that thing off?
Yeah, sure.
Well, turn it off. Yeah. Now, what's that?
I said not tonight, Pop, please.
Well, why not? We just bought the thing. We just got it going. How about all them young people that have been over at Kaltenmeyer's every evening watching his television? Tell them to come over here for a change.
Oh, they went roller skating, Pop.
Yeah, they got sick of looking at television.
Sick of it?
I was going with them, but then this job came up, and anyway, Phil and me, we thought we'd...
We were thinking of going to the movies.
Going to the movies? What do you want to go to the movies for when you got a television right in your own house?
Well, it ain't the same, Pop.
What ain't the same about it? You can get movies right there on that screen. Ain't that so, Marvin?
Well, yeah, but...
It ain't the same, Pop. It just ain't the same.
She means it ain't going to the movies.
Now, listen. You sold me that thing, and if you think I'm going to have it just sitting there like the piano, well, you can take it back. You can just take it back. Go on, now get it out of here. I don't want it. I won't pay another cent on it.
Well, gee, I don't know if I can do that, Mr. Hogan. The boss was pretty sore when Mr. Kaltenmeyer sent it back.
That's Kaltenmeyer's television? That one there?
Yeah, he decided he didn't want it either.
Well, what the heck would I want with a television if Kaltenmeyer ain't got one? Get it out of here.
In a moment, more about Hogan's daughter. First, something well worth remembering about America's finest cigarette. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to wake up fresh with no cigarette hangover. Yes, that's something more and more smokers who have changed to Philip Morris are discovering every day. Millions of new smokers now enjoying in Philip Morris a milder smoke, a fresher, cleaner smoke than they've ever known before.
And for a good reason. For in Philip Morris, they enjoy the one cigarette proved definitely less irritating, definitely milder than any other leading brand. Yes, it's actually suggested by top-ranking doctors, eminent nose and throat specialists, in cases of irritation due to smoking.
Doesn't it make good sense for you, too, to try Philip Morris? Yes, join the millions and see what a difference it makes, what a pleasure it is to smoke America's finest cigarette. Next time you step up to a cigarette counter, call for Philip Morris. And remember, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today.
Tom, the time has come.
For what?
Well, I don't like to keep after you about this, but we got to make up our minds. Are we going to take a vacation this year, or ain't we?
Oh, I suppose so.
I know where I'd like to go. I mean, if I really had my choice. I think I'd like to go to Bermuda. It's beautiful down there.
Mm.
I saw some pictures of it once. It's an island, Mom, you know, and the whole thing is made out of coral. Imagine a whole island made out of jewelry, practically. But I guess there's no use thinking about Bermuda. Everybody down there rides a bicycle. I don't know how.
Just talk. The Hogans are going on a trip, all right, but it will be a long way from Bermuda. You'll hear all about it if you listen again next week to Hogan's Daughter. Until then... Friends, remember this. If you're tired of cigarette hangover, call for the one cigarette that gives you a milder, fresher, cleaner smoke. Yes, from now on... Good night, Johnny. See you next Tuesday, same time, same station, when Philip Morris again will present Shirley Booth as Hogan's Daughter, written by John Wheaton and Sam Moore. And don't forget to listen to Horace Heights' original Youth Opportunity program next Sunday over all these same stations. Until then... Smoke a pipe?
You get real solace, comfort and pleasure from Revelation. Plus,
smooth burning. Plus,
what a swell aroma.
Revelation pipe tobacco is a revelation in smoking pleasure.
Only 15 cents. Try Revelation.
In our story tonight, Hogan was played by Howard Smith. Betty Gard was Hogan's wife. And Marvin was played by Everett Sloan. The music was under the direction of Bernard Green. All names and characters used on this program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This is Ken Roberts saying goodnight for Philip Morris.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.